This week's mailbag comes to us from Debbie. My computer died months ago due to power outages, and I bought a new hard drive, but my computer still didn't work. I took it to the shop, and they ran a diagnostic check only to find out the hard drive was faulty. There was only a 30-day return policy as long as you have the receipt. Yay, it was in my Sunday basket. I was able to exchange it within minutes and returned my computer to the repair shop. Now I'm waiting to see if they will be able to fix it with this new hard drive. Before having my Sunday basket, who knows where that receipt would have landed. Progress is being made in so many areas of my life. Oh, happy day. I am so glad to be here. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Have you ever thought about something so much and wanted something for so long that when it was finally close enough that you could almost taste it, you were afraid to get excited? That is how I feel right now. Truth be told, I have delayed recording this podcast. Because while the book is written, everything is ready to launch, the book tour is scheduled, the hotels have our money, like everything is ready, I have wanted to produce this specific book and go on a book tour of any kind for so long that now that it's almost here, I'm having a hard time believing it's actually happening. So this could easily be a Tuesday coffee chat because everything I'm going to share inside of this Friday podcast is related to this minute in time in May of 2021, but the book that we're launching will be around for decades. So I'm putting it on a Friday podcast, but some of the information in here is actually time sensitive in the next 6 weeks for the summer of 2021. So if you're listening to this podcast in the fall of 2021 or sometime in the future after that, just know that a couple of these things have changed, but I'm so excited. I also want to keep everything in this recording kind of like for historical purposes. Like, how did I do my first self-funded book tour? Like, what was it like? And what were my goals and aims? So there are actually three different things I'm going to share with you in this podcast. Might be a long one. One, I'm going to share with you my new book that is coming out June of 2021. Then I'm going to share with you all the details about my self-planned and funded book tour in the summer of 2021. And then finally, I'm going to talk to you about our certification program and how it is the certified organizers that are helping me pull this off across the United States and how you can join them if you want to. So let's start at the beginning with the book. I have produced three other books under the Organize 365 brand. The first one in 2016 was The Mindset of Organization. I wrote that book because I was working with, as a professional organizer here in Cincinnati with a lot of clients, and I was noticing that the reason why many people were organized in one phase of life and not the next was because they may be like me and living in the same house for 26 years. And I've gone through many phases of life in this house, from no kids to babies to school age kids to no kids again to soon to be a grandchild living with me. That's a lot of different phases and ways of organizing your house, but yet I never moved. Often when we move, we reset up our house for the next phase of life. But if you stay in the same house, it's harder to realize that your house needs to change as you go through different phases of life. I also shared in that book a lot about what I had learned about different generations and how different generations look at stuff differently based on what stuff was like when they were a kid. The second book I published in 2017 was How ADHD Affects Home Organization. In that book, I took what I had learned about my kids' ADHD diagnosis, what I had observed with a lot of the clients that I was organizing that were diagnosed with ADHD, and some of the things that I put into place as a teacher in the classroom and also with people at home to mitigate the negative effects of ADHD so that the positive effects could shine through. So that's where that book came from. And then I stopped producing books for a little bit while we created the physical products in Organize 365, the Sunday basket, the binders, all of those things. And then last summer during the pandemic, I launched the book, The Paper Solution, which was supposed to have a book tour associated with it. But we all know what happened. 2020 was like the Bermuda Triangle of years, and anything you had planned in there just evaporated into thin air. The Paper Solution is only a 9-month-old baby, you guys. Like, it hasn't even been around for 1 year. So I don't want to like skip over the fact that I have a traditionally published book called The Paper Solution that has been written about twice in the New York Times. We had a radio show day. We just weren't able to go out and travel across the United States and do book signings because of the pandemic. We did some awesome virtual things. We mailed out signed book plates. We did everything that was possible in 2020, but I never really got to have the book tour that I was dreaming for and that The Paper Solution deserved. So I definitely will be going on local TV and promoting the book, The Paper Solution, because we are finding from the research that we just did earlier this year, that people are looking for a paper solution, actively looking for a paper solution, realize the paper is not going anywhere. And so I will be talking about The Paper Solution during this book tour as well. But the fourth book that I have coming out that is launching on June 25th and is available for pre-sale today is called Organization is a Learnable Skill. And it is a memoir about how I transformed my life and reclaimed my home in 365 days. And in 2016, this is the book that I wanted to write. But the reason why I didn't write this book then, and I'm actually glad I waited until now, is because it's really just a story. Like, in the mindset of organization, like, you understand, oh, like, it's actionable, it's tactical, like, oh, I'm in a different phase of life, I can apply these things, I can be more organized. Or The Paper Solution, literally, that one $18 book, you can set up a Sunday basket in your binders on your own. Like, it solves the paper problem. Organization is a Learnable Skill is just my story. It's just my story of 2012 when I found myself depressed, overweight, deeply in debt, living in reactive life, being witchy to my husband and any other word you want to put in there. I was not fun to be around. And the only thing I was succeeding at was teaching. And in December of 2011, my administrator told me I wasn't a good teacher. And I was like, what? What? I'm about to turn 40. I'm not even good at the one thing I'm putting all my effort into. Like, what is the point? If you didn't know me back then, like, you cannot even imagine that that's really what I was like. Trust me, it wasn't pretty. You wouldn't have been my friend back then. No, nobody wanted to be my friend back then. It was such a hard season of life. You know, 2007 until 2012 was the hardest season I've ever been in my entire life. And what I found to be true is we all have these seasons. They look different for everyone. And when you can get out of that season and look back in hindsight and see the transformation that was occurring during that hard time, you're able to share it with other people who are either going through that or have just evolved from that, and they can follow your blueprint of how you got through that transformative time. So I wanted to write this book. I've wanted to write this forever. It's a self-published book. Like, publishing houses aren't going to want to publish, like, here's my story of basically how I just was imploding and I decided to turn my life around. It's not actionable. It's not tactical, but it is insightful. And what I do is I allow you to be there at the kitchen table with me on my first day after I've quit my job. Quit my job when we're in the most debt we've ever been in. And I just decided in December in 2011 that, like, nothing was going right. Literally, well, my marriage was going well and my children were relatively healthy. But other than that, nothing was going well. We did not have any savings left, but Greg had a stable, predictable job and we had healthcare. And I used those things to allow me the time to come home and figure out, how do I change our future. Like, our last, 5 to 7 years had not been pretty. And based on what I was seeing, it wasn't going to get any better after this if I didn't just do something radical and quit my job. I wanted to share with you how I felt. Like, how did it feel to be sitting at my kitchen table, no job, no income, no plan? Like, how do you go from being reactive to proactive? How do you even start? What's the first step? What are you going to do next? And what I found was I didn't really have a plan. I just was like, all right, well, I'm going to do this first. I'm going to do this next. So in that first month in January, I organized my kitchen. And I organized my kitchen differently than I had before. I took a whole week and I went through my kitchen, and I go through each day the thoughts I had, what I did each day in my kitchen, why it was so hard, the mental chatter that I had going on in my head. I just share that story. Later, I think in March is when we're in my closet and I realize nothing fits and I don't even have enough clothes. So how are you supposed to declutter and organize a closet when there isn't even enough in here to wear? Like, nobody ever talks about that when you're organizing your house and there's no money to go buy more clothes. Like, what do you do? What do you do when nothing fits and you don't have any money to go buy more clothes and you don't even have enough? Like, what about that? Or when I'm talking about organizing the kids' rooms and they're getting ready to go to middle school and how we turn them from their bedrooms into mini apartments. I talk about that, where that idea came from, how I took them to Walgreens. I had them sniff different deodorants so that they would pick one that they liked so that they would start wearing one. Like, how did I go from living a reactive, depressed, overweight, feeling like I was just being tossed on the ocean on the waves to, at the end of December, having a plan, having started a fledgling company that was starting to produce income, feeling like I was more in control as a woman, as a wife, as a parent, that my days were running smoothly, never perfect, but I had a plan. I wasn't going back to my house and forgetting things. I was able to use coupons and save money. I was able to figure out, a lot of things during that year. And I just want to take you on that journey. So that's the book, Organization is a Learnable Skill. Now, included in the book, Janet Harbort, who was my original editor for Organize 365, I pulled her in on this book. I said, hey, would you help me with this book? Because I knew she knew the story because she edited all the blog posts for the first 3 years I was in Organize 365. She's an amazing woman, amazing editor. And as she was going through and reading the book, she was like, oh my gosh, we have to do journal prompts that go with this. Like, people are going to want to walk through their year of getting organized. And she pulled, as she was editing, she was also writing in questions that she herself considered when she went through her year of organizing, and that she knew other people because, she's in the Facebook groups with you guys. She knew what they were doing. And of course, Mary helped me edit the book as well. You know, Mary, she was like, these journal prompts are golden. And what we ended up doing is pulling all the journal prompts out and giving them to Amy, our graphic goddess, and she turned it into the most beautiful PDF that you can print out and just walk through your own transformational year of organizing through this PDF. The PDF is a gift when you buy the book. Like, whenever you buy the book, doesn't matter when you buy the book, there's a link for you to go to and download the PDF, and then you could print it out. And it will work for you if you want to use this for your personal reflection, or it's a great thing to use for a small group book study. One of my favorite quotes that I've been stating a lot in the last 18 months is Bill Gates's quote, who says that we overestimate what we could do in 1 year in business and we underestimate what we could do in 10 years in business. And being only 9.5 years in business, I would say, yeah, I never estimated, 9.5 years ago, sitting at my kitchen table crying that this is where Organize 365 would be. I would have never imagined that. But not everyone is a business owner. And I have often been saying, give me a year. Like, go through the 100-day program 3 times, and I promise you will feel more organized. And this is kind of what I'm sharing with you in this book. Like, I go through spaces multiple times. I talk about why I couldn't decorate the Christmas tree that year. It was just too hard, and how I solved that problem from all the memories of past Christmases that were long gone and were not coming back. So what I've determined is I'm going to take a little liberty, and I'm changing that Bill Gates quote a little bit and creating my own quote. And this is what I found to be true in my life, and I'm seeing in the lives of those of you that are in the Organize 365 community as well. Most people underestimate what taking a full 365 days of focus on getting organized will do to transform the next 10 years of your life. This has played out for me and thousands of you that listen and more people that I run into. I really do feel that when we are stuck and when we are trying to figure out what our next act is or what our next thing is or what we're uniquely gifted and created to do, there is a physical decluttering and organizing process that goes along with that. And when you can invest 365 days of your mental and physical energy into transforming your mind, your body, your home, your space, that will pay dividends for the next 10 years. So that's why I wrote the book, Organization is a Learnable Skill, to share with you my 365 days, which were the foundation for what you have seen in the last 9.5 years. So here are all the book details. You can find these by going to organize365.com/book. You can also go to organize365.com, and in the menu there, there's a library menu, and our books are all in the library as well, and they're in the shop. So pre-launch is happening today. You can pre-order Organization is a Learnable Skill. It will be available on all of the Amazon links. You can get a Kindle. The Audible will be coming. If it's not available today, it will be available soon. And as a print book, it is a pre-order. The actual launch date is June 25th, which is the Friday before Embrace this year. The book is $12. And remember that PDF journal comes with the book. So you don't have to do that. That's not a pre-launch bonus. It's not going away after we get to June 25th. You guys, oh my gosh, this is what I've always wanted to do as my pre-launch bonus. So I'm doing it. My pre-launch gift to you is, if you buy the book before launch date, which is June 25th, I am going to gift you a website link that you can go to where you can actually listen to the book in audio format until the book is launched with no additional cost. You can't download it and you won't have it after the book is launched on June 25th. But let's say you buy the book today and you can go to this website in June, go to our website in June, you'll get a link and you'll be able to listen to the book before it's even launched. So in June, you'll be able to listen to the book before you can even get the physical book. Because I want you to hear the story, especially for those of you that are coming to Embrace. I want you to be able to have this in your head before we listen to what we're going to do at Embrace. And I just like to listen to things in the summer while I'm doing different things. So I wanted that to be my gift. That is my gift to you. So launch day is June 25th. That pre-launch listening to the audio of the book will go away when the book actually goes on sale and you're able to get it on Audible. So don't run out to Amazon and buy that book yet. Let me tell you about the book tour, because in the book tour, you're going to get a book and you will still get that pre-launch bonus. So let's talk about the book tour. This book tour, it's self-planned, it's self-funded. I just want to travel and see you. You guys, I just want to travel and see you. Because I'm going to be a grandma now at the end of September, and I am the primary support parent for my daughter in her pregnancy and when little Grayson is born, I'm not going to be able to travel very much. So instead of canceling the book tour altogether, when I found out the good news, which was going to be, my book tour was going to be like, I was going to go to 40 different cities in 9 months. The book tour has been condensed from July 8th to August 18th. And I am going to manage to make it to 12 cities and do 15 book signings, but you can see that's totally not as many as I was going to do before, right? So I only have one goal with this book tour. My goal is to get as close to you as possible so that you could come and see me in person so I could sign my new book and we could get a photo together. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. Unfortunately, the pandemic has not gone away. I do not foresee that the pandemic will be eradicated in a couple of months. I'm optimistic, but you know, I do have a little bit of realism in my life. Here's what I could tell you about the pandemic. you're going to check a box and sign a waiver when you buy the book tour ticket, stating that you understand we're in a pandemic. When you get to the book signing, you're going to get a physical health screener that you fill out. I'm sure you fill these out, like if you go to the doctor's office or things like that. We need those for contact tracing if, for any reason, the hotel were to ask if we did health screeners, things like that. So you will sign that health waiver, and then you will end up getting your book after that. I will most likely have a mask on. I am fully vaccinated. Joey is fully vaccinated. I do not have any extenuating circumstances, but I am going from state to state. And if I'm able to not wear a mask at that time for whatever reason, we can revisit that. But we are doing these book signings inside. So at this time, you should expect that I probably will be wearing a mask. So if that's like a game changer for you and you don't want to buy a ticket because I'm going to be wearing a mask, that's totally fine. But I'm going to have a custom mask. So it will be a picture on there. So it'll look like my regular face. But I just think with how many people I'm going to be seeing in such a short amount of time and with my daughter pregnant, I don't know that being unmasked and seeing so many people is a wise move on my part. And then just so you know, even if states are fully open, like almost every state that we've booked our tour in is fully open, hotels and businesses, like everybody's able to make their own mandates. And in the most open states, we are getting the most COVID restrictions in our contracts with the hotel. So we need to go by the state mandate, by the local mandate, by the hotel mandate. We are up to, and we will be at each signing, up to date on what is happening in each area and the comfort level of each hotel that we're using. And we will be following their protocols. So unfortunately, I will not be doing any hugging. So I want to be, but I will not be. I'm not supposed to. I'm not going to be hugging anybody. I may just have to hug Joey the entire time and talk to you so that I don't hug other people, but I think you understand. So here's exactly what we are anticipating it will look like so that you can imagine this as well. We are doing all of our book signings in embassy suites. I just love those hotels for being able to socialize with people. So when you arrive, you'll get that health screening. You will sign that. You'll give that physical paper back to the person who's coordinating the event for me. And then they will hand you your book or books, which I'll talk to you about that in a minute. You'll get in line for me to sign your book. I'll be standing in a ballroom that we've rented, and I'll have one of those like high top tables that you have at a cocktail party. So you'll come over and I'll put the book there and I'll sign the book, and then I'll hold up the book between us in that table and we'll get a picture if you want one, and then we'll move on to the next person. So some of the limitations because of COVID and just because of like logical time, I was like, oh, however many people can come. And they're like, okay, first of all, there's COVID. Second of all, like it takes time to meet each person. You can't have like thousands of people come. So we have a limited number of tickets for each hotel, and you should expect that you'll be able to spend like 60 seconds to 90 seconds with Lisa getting your book signed and your picture taken. I just want to be really realistic with that time frame because I know like I want to spend a lot of time with you. And when I talk to my friends and I thought back to the book signings that I've gone to with some people that had lines, that's about how long that you get. So I just want it to be really clear in your mind what this book tour is going to look like. But we're doing it at Embassy Suites. So we'll have a registration table. You'll come in and get in line and you'll get your book signed and you'll get a picture with me. And then you'll go back out into the atrium or outside if you want to. And all of the other Organized 365 members will be there. You'll get to meet friends that you've known online and make other connections in your local area that are part of the Organized 365 community. So that is the experience that I want to provide for you even more than signing books and getting my picture taken. I want the Organized 365 community to be able to gather and get to know each other. Tickets for the book tour are $12. It's just the cost of the book, and you actually get a copy of the book with your book tour ticket. So if you want to do pre-sale, book tour tickets are available starting today. You can get your pre-sale order of the book through a book ticket and then use your book ticket to get the free audio tracks of the book in June when those are available. You will also be able to buy the three additional books that I have at the book tour if you want. So when you buy your ticket for the book tour, There will be some additional options. You can add on the other three books. Those will not be signed at the book tour. We'll give you signed book plates that you can put inside of those. And you also will be able to add on that navy zip-up hoodie that we have in the Organized 365 store if you want, while supplies last. All of these items will be given to you at the event. So if you sign up for a book signing that is in August, you won't get your book until you get it with me in August, because we're shipping all the books directly to the hotel. So where am I going? Haven't you been like, Lisa, could you please tell us where you're going? I wanted you to be able to hear all of the details before you found out where I was going, because I can't go everywhere I want to go. So all of the details are at organize365.com/booktour. I will be starting July 8th in Cincinnati, and then I'll have two book signings in Chicago on July 12th and 13th. On July 15th, I will be in Minneapolis, and I will have two book signings in Dallas on July 18th and 19th. I'll then have a signing on July 20th in Houston, July 23rd in Phoenix, and then in August, I'll be in Florida. I will do August 1st in Orlando, August 2nd in Tampa, August 4th and 5th in Atlanta, August 15th in Cleveland, August 17th in Akron, and August 18th in Columbus. Like I said, my original plan was to go to 40 cities, which included the East Coast and the West Coast and Pennsylvania and Nashville and Kansas City, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm going to be grandma, and I will keep traveling. My goal in 2022, after everything is established and I'm able to step away from my grandmother duties, I want to be traveling monthly. Specifically, I want to do some corporate speaking about my work-life fusion keynote that I do, but how we really can have a better way of being fully present at work and home while still being able to ideate and have great ideas for whichever role we're not playing at the same time. When I book these corporate speaking events, then I'll also be able to do local media and local book signing. So this is just what I can do now. The last thing I want to talk to you about is the certification partners with Organize 365. I could not have even thought about attempting to do a self-funded book tour if I did not have the support of the Sunday Basket Workshop certified organizers. Each city that I'm going to has a designated Sunday Basket Workshop certified organizer who's going to coordinate all of the volunteers and run the event and receive the product. And if for whatever reason you can't make it to the book signing, they will make sure your book gets signed and that you can pick it up from them later. Our certification has been closed for the last 18 months because, hello, the pandemic. So if you've wanted to be part of the certification, it is open today. So May 21st to 31st, the certification is open. If you want to be a more active part inside of the book tour, you would want to sign up for the certification today. A lot of the certified organizers are planning to have paper organizing events around the book signings inside of each of their cities. So Sunday basket workshops, paper organizing retreats, possibly at the hotels. All of our certified organizers are completely independent business owners. They are just using their license with Organize 365 to resell our products and provide the training that we have the trademark and intellectual property on, but they're setting up all their own events. So be looking on the / events page on Organize 365 for how the certified organizers in your area are making additional events that you can attend in relation to the book tour. And we're going to have some certified organizer meetups in 5 of the cities that I'm coming to you. I will be hosting these certified organizer meetups before the day before the book tour in these cities. On July 11th in Chicago, on July 17th in Dallas, in the morning on the 23rd in Phoenix, on July 31st in Orlando, and on August 3rd in Atlanta. So if you want to become a certified organizer, you can find out those details by going to sundaybasketcertification.com or emailing Monique, which is M-H-O-R-B, so that's Monique Orb, at organize365.com. There are a lot of exciting things happening this summer, and I want to personally invite you to participate with me in whatever feels safe and meaningful for you. First, pre-order the book, and then you're going to get the audiobook in June so that you can pre-listen to it. And then once your book arrives, After June 25th, you'll be able to download that PDF workbook to work through in July. Or come see me if I come anywhere close to you on the book tour. I would love to see you, get a picture taken with you. Remember, if you buy a book tour ticket, you can still get those audio downloads. You don't have to buy your pre-order book through Amazon in order to do that. And our book will be available on the Organize 365 website starting June 25th after the pre-sale is over. And finally, if you're ready to jump on the paper solution train and join the Sunday Basket certification, I would love to partner with you. I would love for you to be the representative for Organize 365 in your area and become part of the solution for the paper that is overwhelming so many Americans. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm so excited to hear what you think about organization is a learnable skill and to walk with you through your year of getting organized. You guys, I waited so long to record this podcast episode for you so that I could have all the details buttoned up when you heard it live on May 21st. And here I am just a few days before this goes live and already things have changed and they might change again before you even hear this. I don't even know. Two things. One, when you pre-order the new book, Organization is a Learnable Skill, your availability to pre-order is only through Amazon. So you can go to Amazon, you can pre-order the Kindle ebook. You cannot pre-order the physical copy of the book. Amazon does not let me sell physical copies of my book until the date of publication. So that will be available on June 25th. You can pre-order the physical copies of the book by ordering your book tour ticket. That will be a physical copy of the book, but you'll get that physical copy when I actually sign it when I come to the city closest to you. The Audible version of the Organization is a Learnable Skill will be ready by the time that the book goes live on June 25th. The pre-order may be available before that. I'm just not sure. It just depends on when it gets uploaded and when Audible makes it available for pre-sale. I believe that will be available for pre-sale. So anyway, that's all about the book. The other detail that has changed, which is like, I don't even know, nailing Jell-O to a wall, herding cats, is the whole pandemic, you guys. So I thought maybe restrictions would be even stricter when I did my book tour. And then all of a sudden, the governor in the state of Ohio said that all restrictions would be lifted on June 2nd. And then the next day, the CDC said, if you're fully vaccinated, as I am, like basically you don't need to wear your mask in most situations. So we are going to err on the side of caution. You do sign a waiver saying that you understand that we're in a pandemic and we're having a book tour. When you get to the venue, you probably will still be signing a health screener. I have no idea. I am ordering and I will have masks if, you know, by the time we do this book tour, which is 2 months from now, which could feel like 2 years from now, I don't know what the science will be saying at that time. We will just be following whatever information we have at that time. I cannot say for sure what that will look like, but if the entire world is not masked at that time, I will not be the only person wearing a mask and vice versa. So just play it by ear. I don't even know what to tell you guys. This is where we are. This is where we are as of today. By the time you listen to this, I may need an update for my update, if you know what I mean. Have a great week.